Hello, everyone, and welcome to Noted Studios. My name is Kyle Pape, and I'm here with Joe Gittins. I'm here today to talk about him and his music. If you haven't yet, go watch the video of him performing. He did a few songs here live in studio. It's really worth your time to go and listen and watch that video. So, Joe, welcome to Noted Studios.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's great to have you here. How about just go ahead and give just a little brief background about yourself, where you're from, and then a little overview of your music, what your style is, and start there.
Yeah. So I live north of Perry with my wife, Beth, and our four daughters. Live kind of back in the woods. I like it back there.
Yeah.
So one dog, one cat. But yeah, as far as music goes, I like all kinds of music. But I started writing probably about 15 years ago, actually. It was something I was super embarrassed about at first, but now I really enjoy it. I'm not quite as embarrassed as I once was. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I like playing mostly originals, but I do some covers as well.
Yeah. So talk more about your, I guess, your musical career. How'd you get started? Like, what was your first thing? Did you learn guitar right away, or would you start somewhere else? And
Yeah. So I started playing piano and trumpet first and played that all through high school. It was a really good foundation as far as just learning basic music things. And then about 13 got my first guitar, and nothing was the same. So I love playing the guitar. So that's kind of how I got started. As far as getting started writing or playing songs, one of the first songs I ever wrote was for Beth when we were dating, and it was on one of those old, you know, those old like camcorders like people used to up. Yeah, I was so embarrassed. I practiced, then I went out to my car, recorded it, handed it to her, and I was super embarrassed, but she liked it.
Obviously, if you're still together, right?
Yeah, we're married,
did the trick, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where do you perform in the area? Like, what do you do? I know it's obviously you're busy with four kids. I know that as well with six kids, so it's hard to find time to perform, but like, how do you get out and where do you perform in the area?
Yeah, I'll play kind of wherever I can. A lot more of like the singer-songwriter type places. So I love playing outside. I've played a lot at the Cellar Sound in Perry, out in the courtyard there by the Hotel Pathé. I've played different coffee shops, different open mics. We were just up in Jefferson at a Courtyard Wedding and Event Center playing up there. So.
Okay.
Wherever I can, really.
Yeah, wherever it takes you.
Yeah.
What are who are your musical role models? Like, who do you listen to, and who inspires you? You know, do what you do.
Yeah, that's a great question. I was thinking about that on the way here. There's so many genres that I like. It's really hard to boil it down. So when I take my girls to school, we all often do like music appreciation, where dad just like controls what is played, which is fun.
Yeah.
But it's normally starting about in the 60s and working forward.
Yeah.
So I love some of the oldie stuff, 90s and 2000s punk. Mostly though, some of my favorite songs are always like that one acoustic track on, you know, like a rock album.
Yeah, where they throw in that one acoustic track randomly, like what, total, you know, change of pace. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like those. But as far as just specific artists, one artist I've listened to a lot just for a very long time is John Foreman. I really like his work.
From Switchfoot, right?
Yeah, from Switchfoot. So pretty much anything he writes, I'm pretty into. So.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. When you go to write a song, I guess take us through your process. Like, how do you formulate a song from that first idea that pops in your head to getting it, you know, hopefully recording out to the world? Like, how do you go about creating your, you know, what's your creative process?
Yeah. So, everybody does it so differently. I don't know if this is normal or not, but as far as like the tune side, that's kind of the easier side for me. Just it kind of comes more naturally. I'm playing guitar and something kind of stands out. A lot of times now that we have smartphones, I'll pull out my phone, just hit a voice memo, record it so I don't forget it. And that might sit there for a year or 2 years. It's just a tune idea. Lyrically, it's kind of similar. A lot of times it's a sentence or just like one phrase. Very often it starts with a question, something I'm just thinking about, something I'm concerned about, or I want to be able to summarize in my mind and I can't do it yet. That's a lot of times where it starts. And then you know, get a few words to rhyme and kind of pair it with a tune. So
right, yeah. How does your faith play a role in your music? So I'm listening to your, you know, what you have uploaded so far, and there's definitely a common theme there going through your music. So I guess when you're songwriting, and you know, how do you inject that? Is that just something that comes naturally because of your faith, or how does it influence your music?
Sure. Yeah, I would say it definitely does influence my music. The most of the songs I've written have started with questions, something that I'm pondering. And I think when I first started recording, I knew nothing. I was trying to record at home. Yeah. Some of the first songs I released were actually songs that were like the first thing I tried on software. But anyway, a lot of those songs were more statements after pondering questions. And I think as I've moved forward, a lot of my songs still are asking similar questions and still trying to understand things better. But those statements are still true to me, but there's a lot more of the questions being asked of things that I don't know or things that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe just part of getting older. I'm not really sure, but faith does influence it. And mostly because of the questions I'm asking and where I'm looking for hope.
Yeah. And then another theme I've seen in your music is nature. You talked about where you live, right? Out in the woods, right? And there's definitely, you know, listening to your music, it takes you to like a nature scene, whether it's a campfire or whether it's like, I don't know, like in the woods, like you say. And I was listening to Growth Rings, which is probably my favorite song of yours, by the way. I think that's a really well done song. It seems like it's your also your most produced song, right, in terms of production, because you have some stuff that's really acoustic and pared back. But then Growth Rings is like a full production. Yeah. So I guess that's two questions there. So how does nature play a role? And then if you can talk about Growth Rings, like how did that production, how is that different from your other songs?
Sure.
So, yeah.
So as far as nature's kind of always been that space for me to think and to ask questions. So, I mean, that's probably why I chose to move to where there's tons of trees and I can kind of get away. And but that's kind of that space where I can think best, I guess. And so when I'm in that environment, that seems to just naturally flow into music. Mm-hmm. So I love hiking. I do a lot of things outdoors. I spend a lot of time outdoors, and that just kind of naturally then flows into this is what I'm thinking about. This is what I'm questioning. What word picture do I grab? It's the one that's in front of me at that moment. So what was your second question?
Sorry. Just about Growth Rings. So like, I guess take us through Growth Rings, because like I said, it seems to have drums. It has like a lot of electric guitars even in there, which some of your songs do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's acoustic, right? So I guess what's the story of Growth Rings and how did that come into fruition?
Yeah. So the song actually, man, I wrote it several years before I even got to a point where I could record it. It kind of, you've probably had this too. It kind of got to a point where it caught and I couldn't quite get past. The tune's not quite what I want, or you know, and it kind of was morphing. And anyway, the lyrics also, there was parts of the chorus I was really happy with, parts that I wasn't. So it sat for quite a while. And then as I started to record, it started to develop it. I don't know. It might have just been something I was listening to more that, you know, recently, but I wanted to try something bigger than I'd done. And like I said, when I started there, it was more or less just a trial. Like, let's see if I can do this and put something out that I'm halfway proud of. And then this was kind of a nice step away from that a little bit too, just to let's build it up and add more to it. And I liked adding the strings and the guitars and had some great help. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's if you haven't listened to it, which I'm sure a lot of us here have not, but go listen to it. I think it's a great, really well done track. So, and well done to you on that one. You kind of mentioned something there about maybe, I don't know, dissatisfaction with your songs. Like, how do you wrestle with that, or how do you wrestle with your songwriting? And like, because I know a lot of us, we write something and we kind of take a step back and look at it like, is this thing valuable? Like, are some people going to like this, or is it good? Is it bad? How do you, like, do you wrestle with that, I guess, and how do you overcome that to the point where you can like release your music?
For sure. I definitely do wrestle with it. And there's been times where that is harder than others, I guess. But overall, I just kind of come back to it's something in a way that is fairly selfish because it's a way to process for me. And then that is a way to boil something down into kind of summary version, like lyrically. And then the idea of releasing it, yes, that's more of a challenge for sure. The first EP I did back in 21, there's been multiple times I've told my wife, I'm gonna take this down. I'm not super proud of it. There's stuff that I had no business even doing. But recently I'd heard someone else talking about something similar, and they said, you know what, that's really like just a time stamp of where you were at that point.
Right.
And man, why not leave it? So I think that's where I'm at. If it disappears sometime down the road, maybe I shifted, but that's where I'm at now.
I've totally had that thought too. It's like the earlier stuff, I look back on it and it's almost like sometimes I'll almost cringe like on it, you know, it's like, but that's where I was. Like you said, like that's the snapshot of me as a musician at that time.
Yeah.
It's still up there. I'll leave it up there. And maybe something will come of it, you know, or maybe I'll redo it or something down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
With like my modern, you know, ideas, as we grow and as we learn as musicians. So, you know, one thing that's, I think, pretty unique too, is your album art is really cool. So I guess, because I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, there's definitely a theme here. So how do you create your album art? Where does it come from?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So. No, that's great. So the first EP from 21, my sister Lydia Gittins took care of that for me. Mm-hmm. So she drew that, she sketched it all out. That EP was named Preface, and it was on purpose, as we've discussed. Yeah. It was kind of like, here's my idea.
The first start.
And so I just kind of gave her the idea. She rolled with it. She does incredible work, so really, really proud of her for that. So that was that one. There was another single, Flying Over, that my daughter Bree sketched out on a notebook, and I took a picture of it. That was, and she did a great job, and she did it really quick. Like, how's this? I love it. That's exactly what I want. So, yeah. Growth Ring's the latest one. That one was fun. My wife and I actually took coffee mugs, and we'd pour coffee in a cup and then dip the cup and put on paper. The idea was to kind of get the rings from a tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've kind of had a theme, but all have been kind of different. So
different, but all definitely on the same vein. If it's very, I mean, it seems very natural and very kind of in your vein of like nature-y kind of themed with with our artwork, right? So if that was you're going for, that's what I noticed.
That's what I was going for. So good, I'm glad
it worked. What current projects are you working on that are coming down the road that you're excited about?
Yeah, so right now, currently working on an acoustic EP. It's going to have four songs at the moment. So just finished recording one of the first songs. So kind of at the beginning stages of that. I'm really excited about this. This one will be different. It's going to be more acoustic, but with a lot more collaboration too. So predominantly, it's just been me playing the instruments or putting in the virtual instruments and stuff. So this one, you're going to help me out with on banjo.
Play some banjo, yeah.
I've got several other people lined up to do like viola and drums, strings. So I'm pretty excited about it. Mm-hmm. So that working on, as well as a couple new songs that are kind of just slowly kind of filtering through.
Sure, yeah. And lastly, where can people like find you on social media, and where can they like find your music?
Sure, yeah. Joe Gittins Music, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yep, and stream it wherever you stream your tunes.
Yeah, worldwide, right?
Yeah,
Spotify,
worldwide.
Apple,
yeah.
All that fun stuff. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. Once again, if you haven't listened to his live recording he did in Node Studios, go find that video. Definitely worth your time. So thanks to Joe.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, keep making music. Keep making some great stuff. And excited to see where you end up here down the road. And it's great to have you here in the studio. And just encouragement everyone out there to keep working, keep writing, because we can look back and, you know, maybe we're not so happy, but we can see the growth rings to tie it all together.
Yeah, for sure.
As musicians. So just keep working and keep creating and keep sharing your music with the world. So until next time, we'll see you later.
Yep, bye.